It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen. He is with the USU Extension in Emory County. We're going to talk about a lot of different programs that are coming up in January at the Extension. Some of them are Zoom. Hopefully some of them will be in person. Plus, people are calling and they have questions about what to do with fruit trees in the wintertime and things like that. So we're going to try and answer some of those questions for you today as well. Rose, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, right out of the gate, let's start with this class that you and I were kind of talking about off of the air, and it's not maybe a good conversation, a happy conversation to have that some people, but sometime, at some point you've got to have that conversation, and it's going to be a program about farm succession. So let's speak to that and kind of give people an idea of what it is.
Farm succession planning. It'll be a workshop. We're holding it the end of January, the 25th and 26th, and it's for farmers and ranchers who are thinking about retiring. So that could be a happy, you know, conversation, maybe. Starting to ask those questions about what am I going to do with everything when I do retire? Do I leave it to my kids? Do I sell out? What to do with land, equipment, livestock, and, you know, what are the tax implications of all of that? So this is, I think it'll be a really good program and really get you to think about some of those hard questions. It's designed for husbands and wives to come together. If you've got a business partner, you'd probably want to bring them too. And really so that you can, you know, have those discussions. It'll be so a Monday and Tuesday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock. And we'll probably give you some homework in between after Monday night to think about some things. But I've got some great people scheduled to be there. It will be held in the county building in Castledale. And if you can, please call and let us know that you'd like to register. It's a free class, but we'd like to know who's going to be there.
And right now it's scheduled for what dates?
It is the 25th and 26th of January.
And you're hoping to keep it
yes.
as an in-person class.
Yeah, that's always subject to change right now. But for the time being, it is scheduled to be in-person.
It does seem that everything is subject to change yes. right now. So this is a great class. You know what? Get registered for it and come with questions, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
So get your questions together for that one. Now let's talk a little about crop school.
Okay, crop school is going to be a little bit different this year. In the past, it's always been just kind of one evening, and we get together and discuss a specific topic. This year, we are switching to a virtual format. So in some ways, that's going to be good. We're going to have a little more time to deal with some more topics. So it will be starting on January 12th. It'll be every Tuesday night for 5 weeks. That one is 6:30 to 8:30, and so it'll be a different topic every week for 2 hours. I think the first one is alfalfa. They'll be talking about some other things, corn, pasture, some alternative crops. You can check the schedule for which dates those are on, but it won't be just one speaker for the full 2 hours. There'll be quite a few people giving some information. It'll be researchers from our Logan campus who have some great ideas, and you can come listen to all or part of it and really learn some good things.
And that's another one of those things that you can get all the information on the Extension website.
That one will be on our website. You do need to register for that one so that you can get the Zoom link. But it's a free class.
And once again, that'll be it's just a Zoom meeting. It's 2 hours for 5 nights starting January 12th. And that's how you're going to run crop school this year.
Yes.
So if you're needing information, if you've got things that you need answered, if you've got questions, once again, another great thing. Both of these, by the way, are free. The farm succession mm-hmm. and the crop school programs are both free, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So we've got those out of the way.
All right.
Now you were saying you're getting phone calls.
A few, yes.
So let's talk about it. What are some of the best things to do if we've got trees in the wintertime?
All right.
What should we be doing with them?
The one thing that I think is really most important is to think about watering through the winter. It's not something we really think about. We think, oh, trees are asleep. I don't have to do anything. I'm off the hook for a couple of months. But especially this year, we've not had a little snow, but we started with our ground so dry that really watering a few times during the winter is going to make everything a lot happier. So if there's a warm day, especially your evergreen trees, which are not going completely dormant, give them some water. And that's really going to help everything start spring in a better condition. Okay. You look like you had a question there. No. The other thing I might want to mention is on young trees, it might be a good idea to wrap them with some... wrap the trunks with a white fabric. You can paint as well. I think the fabric is a little easier to get off and doesn't look quite as messy, but it's a great way to protect those trunks. They have really thin bark when they're young, and as the sun heats up, especially on the south side, it can warm them up a little and can cause some splitting during the winter. So the white will help reflect that sun off.
So that's something that you got to look out for. What are some other phone calls that you've been getting, or is it mostly about trees?
A lot about trees, yes. And people have remembered things that they were meaning to get around to during the summer, but wintertime, the trees seem to be the one that they're concerned about.
All right, so if you have any questions about any of this information, you can always give them a call. What's the number out there, bro?
The number is 435-381-3535.
Okay, that's Ro Zwalin with the USU Extension over in Emory County. We've got, now let's cover them again, the Farm Succession class is in January, correct?
Yes, 25th and 26th.
Then we've got Crop School that starts on the...
January 12th and goes 5 weeks.
And both of those are free classes, but you need to pre-register for them.
You do.
So they
yes.
can get you the information that you're going to need.
Mm-hmm. If you have questions, you can give us a call or you can check out our website.
All right. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.